77 in Montreal, and the latest from the Black Keys is called Fever. That takes us to 743, and there's a doctor in the house. Dr. Hornstein is here from the Montreal General Hospital. You're an intensivist, and what's the other title you have,
doctor? Well, I'm an internist.
Internist. Okay. What's an internist do? Intensivist, I figured it was from intensive care?
That's right.
Okay.
Internist deals with adult medicine, multi-system disease.
So you see all the people who are badly injured at the trauma center when they come in?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yikes.
Amongst other things.
Yikes. Get a little closer to that for me, will you?
All
okay,
right.
So we can hear you better. Dr. Hornstein is a guitar player and a doctor. Are you a guitar player first and then a doctor? Or
I guess in temporal sequence, probably.
Okay.
Because
I was saying once a guitar player, always a guitar player, right?
Absolutely.
When did you pick up the guitar?
Oh, in high school.
Really?
Like most of us, yeah. A little before that, did piano and then guitar. Always played. I've been very lucky to play my whole
life. Did you pick it up really easy, or did you struggle with
it? Fought with it a bit, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, it is a learning curve. Yeah.
Easier than medical school, I'm guessing?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not necessarily.
Let's start with the story. Tell me about Lauren Alexander.
Well, Lauren was a girl who was in her third year here at McGill. She was studying Russian and French literature, actually. She's from California, from Walnut Creek near San Francisco. And her story is simple. Unfortunately, she had a sudden cardiac arrest from a blood clot to her lungs while she was carrying her groceries home, actually.
Oh, my God.
And that's the way she came into my life and into our life at the General. She unfortunately didn't survive the damage that she had from that.
So how old was she?
She was 20 years old.
Oh, my gosh. That's so sad.
Perfectly healthy.
What is... That sounds so random, doctor. What is that happens?
Well, it is random and it's not predictable. And in some cases, there are some genetic predispositions to making blood clots. It's often hard to know, and we'll probably never know in her case.
So when a patient like that comes to you and passes away, are you now in charge? You obviously, somebody has to tell her parents.
We were caught, as you can imagine. It was about midday, and this was somebody from very far away. And we're very lucky at the hospital. We have an absolutely tremendous staff in the intensive care and in the emergency room, actually, throughout the place, which is more than just doctors and nurses and housekeeping staff and social workers. And that's what happened is she was contacted. The parents were contacted by our social worker initially, spoke to a physician from the emergency room, and eventually were able to get to Montreal before she died.
And tell people who are listening about the connection, ongoing connection you seem to have with this case.
Well, you know, I guess you see a lot of things in my business. Some things hit pretty close to home. This certainly did. My own daughter is the same age as Lauren was. And just coincidentally, she had just left for Ireland. I'd brought her there, and I had just come back and was doing my week. So I really identified with these parents that were caught far away in a terrible situation. And we shared that. And it was just a connection that formed between us. Very short period of time that we actually saw each other, but we kept in touch.
And that's led to what you're here to talk about today, which is a fundraiser. Tell us about the fund, and then we'll talk about the event.
Okay, well, you know, the intensive care unit is if you've ever been near one or had the experience to visit family, it's a very tough environment. And as I said, we're blessed with people that are just tremendous at all levels of what they do. And yet, despite that, because of all the technology and the fact that people are often not conscious and that we have to control comings and goings of family members, it's a very difficult place to be. And as all the efforts are directed at the patient and doing what you need to do at a frantic pace, it's often easy to not be thinking a lot about what's going on in the waiting room. And for a long time, I've wanted to pay attention to that and give as much as the attention to the family members as we can. And it just, sometime after Lauren's death, it just crystallized to me that maybe we could start a small fund to facilitate the work that our team does. And most large units have a nurse, usually, whose job it is to interact and liaise with family and meet their needs. And yet the infrastructure to support that wasn't really there. Doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. It just takes a willingness to help and a couple of bucks here and there. So right. we put that in motion.
Yeah, this is, I got a tour of the unit last year. And even though there was none of my loved ones, I mean, it made me weak in the knees. It's a tough place to be. And I would imagine it's almost devastating if you've got a loved one in that unit and you're, like you say, waiting in the waiting room. So you guys are going to play some rock and roll? Is that the deal?
Oh, you bet. Oh, okay. Yeah, we can. Like
tell
I said
people
before.
What they're in for if they go.
It's going to be a great show. We really what's really neat is that Lauren's parents are coming in from San Francisco
fantastic.
For
That's
this.
Very
they
cool.
They wanted to be in, so I thought that was fantastic. And really, it is a fundraiser, but you know we don't need to raise a lot of money. We need to raise willingness to help.
Gotcha.
And so we've got a show going where there's three great bands that are going to play. I can plug the other two. Mine is we're pretty straight up classic rock like you guys play.
Okay.
And Sonia Ball, who's a professional in this business, is going to be there with Brian Monty and going to play a smashing soul set for us. And we've got my friend Freddie Pensarini, who's a guitar player, going to play some fusion jazz and blues with Nick Piazza, who's a cardiologist at our institution.
Oh, nice.
I love this in this bio that I got in email just a couple of days ago. It says, blues singer and guitarist Dr. Niccolo Piazza. By the way, he's a blues singer and a guitarist. He's also a world leader in the field of transcatheter heart valve replacement.
Right, that too. That's
oh, there's that.
On the side. Yeah, no, Nick is a great guitar player and a great guy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a blast. I can promise you people will not be sitting down during this evening.
This sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us when and where and how much and where can people get tickets.
So it's this Saturday night. Yeah. It's at the Sala Rosa on San Laurent Boulevard, 4848. Yeah. I think
great
most
venue.
People know that place.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to pack it.
Okay.
It's going to be doors at 8 o'clock. And we should start the music pretty soon thereafter.
Right after? Okay.
Yeah.
And
hope to see a lot
combien,
of people.
How much at the
Sacquit
door?
20 piastres. If you get it from my pocket or on the hospital, it costs $22 online and $25 at the door.
Okay.
That's not bad.
I have some tickets for you in my pocket this morning.
Well, maybe we'll give some away a little bit later on this morning. Thank you, Doctor.
A pleasure. Thanks
pleasure to meet
us.
You. Have fun. What a great idea and a great charity. And it's amazing to me how many members of the MUHC play guitar and love to sing.
Eh? You guys get together
it's really
and jam.
Something. Yeah.
We jam. Oh, yeah, we jam.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in. It's nice to meet you.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
7:51 now, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock.